Hello?
Hi, Megan. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just got back from lunch. So
perfect.
I said, oh, let me give her a call. So, all right. So now, as I was explaining to you that program, it is a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. We will include the website, so we'll build you that new website using your domain.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, and the website that we build is what we call landing page, but we're going to customize it with like your photos, right? We'll even write like a biography about your company. We could add reviews from your clients. If you have a business logo, we definitely want to add that too. And they're really nice sites. I'll tell you this. It is a Google compliant and mobile friendly one. And so it'll also help with your ranking too. Now, the beauty, I would say, of our program is that it will come with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you are not having to take our word for it that this program is working. You will be able to track your results, see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. You can also track the phone calls that you're receiving from new customers. Now, if at any time you want to add keywords, you feel like running a promotion or changing any of your content, you can do so. And that would be with the assistance of what we call your account management team. So we do everything here in-house, Megan. We don't outsource anything. So you'll have a team that is going to be dedicated to your account that is here to assist you. Now, of course, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. So it all starts with me. So that's what you would be looking at. One thing I wanted to mention too, because I know you had said you utilize Instagram, right? And you have like a personal Facebook page. Once we create the Facebook page for your business, you're going to have full access to it. You'll be the owner on that Facebook. We're just managers. What I would then suggest is for you to link both your Instagram and your Facebook business pages, link them together. Only because whenever you post on Instagram, it will automatically post yes on your Facebook page. Okay. And vice versa.
Yeah.
So that's how that would all work. Okay.
Okay. And I thought about doing that. I just hadn't gotten to making a business page on Facebook yet, but so maybe it'll be easy to do to link my Instagram with my business Facebook. But if I need help, I can just call and someone will tell me how to do that.
Oh, yeah. It's really simple. Really simple. Yeah. It's not difficult at all, but we'll definitely, we'll definitely get that set up for you. Like they can walk you through it. I'm telling you, our technicians, they're so good. They're so good at what they do. And I mean, we help you here every step of the way. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. And then let's see here. Give me one second here. Did you have any additional questions? I mean, anything else that I could answer for you?
I don't think I do right now, but probably as we get going, I will. So
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, please don't ever hesitate. I mean, that's what the team is here for. And I tell you, we pride ourselves in our customer service. So we'll definitely reach out to you like and help you with any questions, you know, any, we're going to do all the work, Megan, so that you can focus on your job. Okay.
So was wondering, so like if I sign in today, how long until like we start working on the website and Facebook?
Great question. So the way it would work is like this, okay? So we set you up today, right? And what we would do is schedule your client interview. The client interview is what's the most important because that's when the technician is going to talk to you about the website, your keywords, your search terms. This is where they do everything more in detail. Now, the client interview, it typically takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have.
I could imagine that. Yeah, that sounds right.
Now, The sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving. I prefer to do the client interview, if not the same day, based on your availability and ours, by no later than the following day. So from the time that you complete your client interview, within 6 to 10 days, you'll receive a PIN code in the mail from Google. And this is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you'll get that within 6 to 10 days by mail. 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in all the directories, as well as receiving, and the Facebook page will be created then, and you'll also receive your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, the Facebook ad is live, the Facebook ads, and your website will already be completed. Okay?
Okay.
Now, and that'll be live, up and running. But remember, you can still always make changes at any time. Uh-huh. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is actually what we send to you in writing, it'll state that the first page placement on Google, that can take between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you that's going to be always our promise, but many times I have seen where it's happened sooner. Okay?
Okay.
So in that case, right, we will always notify you.
Okay.
As these steps are being completed. So if at any moment, like once you're live on the first page, once you're listed in the Facebook ads, your Facebook business page is up and running, we're going to be keeping you in the loop as these steps are being completed. So that way you're aware of the work that we're doing.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's how it would all work. So I always say this, Megan, in the first month, a lot of it is the programming. I always like to say
that
it's...
Totally. That makes sense. I would expect that. I mean...
Yeah. So I always like to say...
And it's Christmas time anyway. I don't think a lot of people...
Right. And so I always like to say is this...
On their house.
Right. So I always like to say is this. The second month is when you're really going to feel the strength of this program.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a two-part question. Like, how many businesses do you all represent? And then what is the range of businesses? Like, are there a lot of, like, interior design, or is it, I will tell you this.
Services is the type of businesses that we help, right? Businesses that offer services. Okay.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that people are searching for on Google. When it comes to interior design, I'm going to tell you, you're getting the best of both worlds, not just Google, but also Facebook.
Yeah.
Because remember, someone who's looking for your services on Google, and even if they didn't call you right, but now they're on Facebook and they're just looking through pictures or stories, all of a sudden they're going to see your ad appear. It's going to show up on the desktop and on their mobile device. So it's going to be that constant reminder, hey, you were looking for someone who does interior designing. Here is the business that offers that service. So it's retargeting. It's that constant reminder. And honestly, when you think about it, even with the Facebook ads, you could target a specific audience by income level too if you wanted, or by specific location, because as you service those higher-end clients is what I would say, right? That higher-end income type of client is the end. That's what your market is. That's where it's at. And it's not to say that they don't go to these other directories, right? But it's the fact that this is how you want to definitely be reaching the right type of audience. And I'll tell you, 90% of searches will start and stop on Google. That's where they're going to begin that search. So you'll always be there to capture those live searches and live calls coming directly to you. But I would say, I mean, over the course of the years that we've been in business, I mean, we've serviced well over 10,000 businesses with their online marketing. We've been doing this now 19 years, like I said, just this month we turned. Years. So we've been doing it a long time. But that's why I like to always be super transparent on everything, like as far as like the timeline and so forth.
Oh, yeah. I get that. I mean, honestly, since I'm just one person, it's not like I don't have like endless resources for projects either. So, I mean, it'd be super fun to get to a place where I was looking to hire someone. But, you know, as it is right now, I'm not, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm not looking for like a million leads right away or anything.
Right. Yeah, no, of course.
So, no, all of this is really good.
So what do you think? I mean, do you want to give it a shot? I mean, this way we can prove it to you? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, so let's take a look here. All right, let's see. So I saw that there was an email on your website. It said Oakley and ID Interior Design at gmail.com. Is that a good email for you?
So I do have that email address. Oh, it's just Oak and Ivy at Interior Design at Gmail. That is not the primary email address that I use is just my personal email address.
Okay. Well, which email would you like to use? Because this is where I'm going to send correspondence from us. It's where we're going to send also your receipt. So I just want to know what's the best email that you want us to use. No one's going to see the actual email address.
Let me see. Oh, no one's going to see it. It's just between you and me. Then
This is the one where we would send correspondence from our company to you. Like if we had an update and we're trying to get in touch with you, we'll email you as well. And this is also where we would send your receipt. So I would say whatever you want us to send it to, what email?
Yeah, send it to megorr@gmail.com.
Okay, so megorr@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. So what I'm doing right now, we've been having like so many different holiday events. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I've had we had our women's gathering church event and I'm just like, oh my gosh. I feel like I'm like so pooped out. I'm not even joking. it was so funny because we went to our women's gathering that we had at our church, that was on the 7th, and then we had our Christmas holiday party right on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday my cousin, her children were performing, it was their holy night service, but it was like their Christmas service, but it was all worship, right?
Uh-huh.
And based on holy, 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 you know, all the songs that kind of reflect with that. It was such a good event and her kids were performing. So I wanted to be there to be supportive. And then afterwards it was like fellowship, right? Well, Meg, they had all these different raffles going on. It was free tickets that you got. And it was funny because I told my cousin, I'm going to get that TV. I'm claiming it. I'm claiming that TV. And she was like, okay. So they called my number. And all of a sudden, I get this, you know, I get my number called. And I'm like, that's me. So I won the TV.
That's amazing.
So it was so funny because my husband didn't go because he wasn't feeling too good. And I called him on the way home and I said, I just won the TV. He's like, no way. And I'm all blessed and highly favored. I claimed it in Jesus' name. And I said, that's my TV, you know?
That's amazing. I love that.
Right? Because it's like, okay. She goes, you claimed it. I said, I sure did. But we always, you know, we kid around like that because when we want something, we're like, okay, I'm going to claim it in
that's
Jesus'
awesome.
Name. That's mine.
I love that. And
but you know what?
There you go, and you got it.
The most rewarding, though, is, you know, they talked about money that they've raised for, like, a shelter for women with children, and that was a blessing to hear. You know, I mean, it's fun. Yeah, great, I won the TV, but I would say, more importantly, just what they did this year to help provide for those who are less fortunate, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. I think that's so rewarding. And I looked at my cousin and I said, I don't know, me with worship and certain songs, I get very emotional. And she goes, that's just the Holy Spirit. You know, and I'm all, I know.
Totally.
I'm still kind of new and learning, right? But it was such a
beautiful. I love that.
I love worship. I love worship. I think it just kind of gets you into where now you're net. I feel if you miss worship, you kind of lose part of the service. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's the most important.
Sure.
So I just sent you two emails, Meg. So the first email that I did send you, it says Google and Facebook marketing, and they both came from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say everything that I told you that is included in that program, with the price being $249 a month and then just the one-time $99 setup fee. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Now, the second email, it's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that does is it just gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you're familiar with the reports on how they will look.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to do this. So you have my phone number. Excuse me. Keep that for your records, okay, so that way you always know how to. And, again, I'm the lead on the account, but I still want you to hold on to my information too, okay? And then I'm also going to send you this other text, and it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So as I mentioned to you earlier, you will have a team that is dedicated to your account so that any time you have an update, change, question, concern, you're going to contact customer service. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, remember, you're 2 hours ahead, so we're always here for you 9 to 6, okay?
Okay.
And you got that next text that I sent you that came through as well?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, beautiful. Now, your first name, Megan, do you spell it M-E-G-A-N?
It's M-E-G-H-A-N.
H-A-N. So M-E-G-H-A-N. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. And then what's your last name, Megan?
Orr, O-R-R.
Okay, I didn't want to assume, but I thought maybe. Okay. Okay. All right. And then let me just update that. And then let me go here, and it's makeor@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a little one I hear in the background?
Yes. Actually, we are in Chicago. We don't live in Chicago. We live in Houston. But
okay.
My husband and I and my youngest, who is 11, are in Chicago because my husband has a work Christmas family party tonight.
Oh, how
older
fun.
Older in high school, so they could not come because they have finals this week. So it's kind of been fun. I've just been hanging with the youngest today in Chicago.
Okay.
So.
How cool is that? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really fun.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the phone number that you want listed for the business, and I'm assuming that this would be the best number also for us to reach you at, is going to be the 630-965-2440?
Yes.
Okay. And then the company name, I show it, this is how it currently reads where I see you listed, is Oak, the word and, Ivy, Interior Design.
Yeah, so I actually usually, I use like the and sign.
Okay. Do you
that's
want me to put the ampersand? Is that how you prefer it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll
make it like that. Yeah, so Oak, ampersand, Ivy, Interior Design, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure that it's notated like that. I notice on your Angie's lease, that's how they listed it, just an FYI,
yeah,
so you
that's
know.
That's how I have it on my website. I mean, that's on my, like, tax forms and everything. That's how I have it. But for the website, I needed to write out and.
Okay. Yeah,
I just
absolutely.
Sent a picture of me and my son so you could see what I, because I saw what you look like from your email. So
oh, did you? Oh, okay. How sweet. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I know. I think on my email, you should be able to see my picture too. My husband always tells me, you don't use glamour shots, do you? And I said, no, I don't.
Oh, you're cute. You're very cute.
Aw, how sweet. Okay. Now, and I just wanted to make sure, because what we will do, Megan, is we'll make sure wherever we're promoting you, like on Yelp, everywhere, that we're listing it the way you want it to be written. I know the website, it has to have the word and I'll notate that also on the notes that the word and is on it. Are you talking about the domain that
the
it has
domain,
and in it? Okay.
Yeah.
We're not even going to change the domain. So you'll be fine. Yeah, that'll be fine. We're just saying, like, you know, on Angie's, they have it Oak, the word and, Ivy. You want us to list it as Oak, the ampersand, and Ivy Interior Design.
Yes.
They
yes,
have
yes.
the word and instead of the and percent. Just
yeah,
so you know.
Okay.
Now Google's going to send out that pin code to you in the mail, and it's going to look like a postcard almost, and it's going to have this, you know, pin code that'll make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want it? Do you want them to mail it to your home address?
Yeah, my home address.
Okay. And we'll make sure that that address is hidden. It will show nowhere on Google. So what is
okay.
the address?
It's 3811.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll spell the street name for you. It's Swarthmore. So Swarthmore and then street.
Okay. And that comes up as Houston 77005.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just going to go ahead and put that there. Let me just hide that address so that it shows to be hidden. Okay. How long have you been doing interior designing now? A really long time?
Well, we used to live in Chicago, and I did work for a little over a year for an interior design firm, and then we moved to Houston. It took me some time to just kind of get my feet wet, get to know people, whatever. And
right.
So I started this business like 2.5 years ago.
Wow. Good for you.
Thanks.
So years of experience in the industry, right?
Yes.
That's amazing. That's really, really good. Okay. Now, for the billing, Megan, the card that you're using, is that card in your name, the business name, or does it have both?
It has both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
It says Megan K. Orr.
Okay. And then how does the business name read on there?
It is Oak Ampersand Ivy Interior Design.
Okay, same billing address as well?
Yes.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or
Visa.
Discover? Visa. Okay. And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
It's 4246.
Uh-huh.
3153.
Uh-huh.
6747.
Okay.
6056.
I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. So you said it's 4246-3153-6747-6056, correct?
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
0528.
And the CVV code on the back?
360.
All right. I'm also going to put a security question on your account here with us. So you have the choice, Megan, that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
It's R-O-S-N-E-C-K. Rosneck.
And I'll tell you why we put the security question, okay? Let's say you got a call, someone saying they're local Splash, and they want you to pay $5 just to verify your profile, even if they're just asking for $5. You don't give them any money. Take down their phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because it's not us. And as a matter of fact, what you should be asking, even when we call you, is what's my security question? If they hang up on you, that's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before I process your payment, I will be walking you through what's called a voice verification recording, and it is for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So it'll go over the billing date, the amount. It's also going to state, so we ask that you at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, Megan, but you're paying monthly. Okay? So it'll say it's a 2-month verbal agreement when your second payment is going to be charged. It'll state that it's a recurring payment. And it's also going to state in there, too, that you could cancel or pause your agreement at any time. All we ask is that you just call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Okay?
Okay.
So when I am walking you through it, if there is something that you do not understand, please just do me a favor and just say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? So this way I can go back, review it, and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Megan, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
So I'm supposed to just say Oak and Ivy, yes. Interior.
Correct. And you want the and to be an and for stand, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Megan Orr. Title is owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Megan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes, Megan, we know that you might be in the middle of a call with another client or in the middle of a job or something, right? You can't just pick up the phone. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours, okay? Excuse me. Now, if for some reason, right, you do get a call, because remember, you're going to start having more presence online, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it might be another company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us, Megan. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month, okay?
Okay.
And again, always ask, what's my security question?
Okay.
If it hang up, you already know. It's not Local Splash calling, okay? Because if it is us, we'll know it. And again, your price will never change. Whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, it's always going to be $249. Okay, you're grandfathered into that price monthly.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, so wait.
Let me explain this first. Yeah, let me explain it, and then I'll go back and repeat it. So all we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so that way, okay, we can review it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what
that means.
Okay?
Okay.
Great. So going back to in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 11th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $300. And $48. So this is a 2 month verbal agreement. What that means, Megan, is that your second payment will be charged on January 11th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. However, so what'll happen is once your term is completed, okay, your agreement will be a recurring charge, which means it'll automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Okay. I would suggest that you actually save that under your contacts, under Local Splash. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, Megan, all we ask is that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due. So that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, just call 3 business days before the 11th so that way you don't get charged. Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. In a couple minutes, you're going to get a receipt that's going to be emailed to you, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. And we're going to go over that in a few minutes. The next thing I want to do is schedule your client interview. Okay. So the client interview will block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But I do want to schedule it at a time that is convenient for you. So let me tell you what I have. Do you think you'll have time?
So tomorrow we're going to be traveling back to Houston.
Okay.
So if we could, like, ideally for me, Wednesday at 10 a.m. would be awesome.
That's perfect. We can do that. Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to put you in for Wednesday. You said 10 a.m.?
Yeah, 10 a.m. Central.
Awesome. Let me put you down for that. So you're going to receive an email coming from me, and it's just going to say, for your client interview, for your invite. Okay, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment is going to be Wednesday. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, Megan, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number, so you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. We will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just in case if it slips your mind, right?
Okay.
Now, if for some reason you're in the middle of something and you can't do it, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay.
Perfect.
Now I just need to go over a few notes. I probably only need about maybe 5 more minutes of your time and then we'll be all set. So let me send this invite to you. Okay. Now, I just want to list just some of your services, just so that the technician knows where to start from. So, I mean, the obvious, of course, is interior design. Is there anything you want me to notate on here aside from that?
I mean, so I don't know how, like, specific you want to get, but, like, kitchen remodel, bath remodel, space planning, furniture selection, art placement. I mean, those are all upholstery.
Bathroom remodel, okay.
I kind of listed those really fast, so I can go back if you want me.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So I put interior design, kitchen remodel, furniture collection, bathroom remodel. What else?
Like lighting selection, upholstery
selection.
Yeah.
And then let me just go back and notate interior design for the following, because I don't want them thinking that, oh, you're doing a whole kitchen remodel. You're not a general contractor.
Yeah, but I do work with, like, pretty closely with a
contractor. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were my sister-in-law's not an interior designer, but she's got a really good eye, so, like, with her contractor, she would go out with him and help him pick out, like, the granite and stuff, because she had a certain color scheme that she wanted. So he's like, look, then you come with me so you can pick out what you want. I know what your price points are, and I'm going to point you in the direction that you want to stay within that range. So
yeah.
So that's what she did. I was like, I don't understand why you don't do that, Michelle. And she's like, no. It was too much work for my own house. So, okay.
Yeah.
And then upholstery selection. Okay, do you do both residential and commercial, or just residential primarily?
Just residential.
Okay. I'm also looking at your website to see if there's anything that I might catch or something. Oh, yeah, home furnishing, space planning. Okay, perfect. All right. And then let me see here. So I'm going to put down Wednesday is the 13th. I can't believe Christmas is, like, around the corner. I haven't even started. I'm like, oh, Lord, help me. I'm a last-minute shopper every time. Every year I say I'm not going to do that, and it always happens.
No, I'm the same way.
Now, I don't know if it's even required or if there's even anything for your industry, but are you licensed and insured, anything like that?
No, I don't have any. I mean, no.
Not required. I didn't think there would be, but, you know, sometimes I've heard of some that have it, so I just always like to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to insure, that you didn't do the color they wanted or you didn't put it in the right spot? You know, Megan, your personal page, is it just under Megan Orr for your Facebook?
Let me see what it says.
Okay.
Okay, so my maiden name is Mahoney. It says Megan Mahoney Orr.
Okay. All right, let me take a look. So are you guys originally from Chicago?
Actually, I'm from Ohio. And
oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
We lived in Chicago a long time before we moved to Houston.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think I found you. You went to, it says lives in West University Place, Texas.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Oh, what a beautiful family.
Thank you.
So you only have one daughter?
One daughter, two sons, yep.
Oh, my gosh. Aw. I know, I have four daughters. My husband has three daughters and one son, and they're all within the same age range. I mean, they're all older. We got 12 grandkids. Yeah, tell me about it. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot. Yeah, they all love my husband. Me and my daughters, it's like, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. I tell them all the time I got this gray hair for no reason, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. You know, it's always, Mom, you don't understand. You're just against everything we want to do. And I'm like, okay. You'll learn once your kids get older.
That's
too.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Okay. And then Megan, so what are your typical, like, hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I do Monday through Saturday. I end up doing a decent amount on Saturdays, but, yeah, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 5-ish.
9 to 5? Okay, perfect. And then when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Probably the phone and text would be best.
Phone and text. Okay. And then what I'm putting on here, I'm notating, has specific zip codes that she wants to target. I'm going to put higher end income.
Yeah. No.
Income areas. And then when you talk with the technician, you can just, because I'm sure you have all the zip coded areas, so this way you can just go over with them.
Actually, now I do. It took me a while to get there, but I've got it.
Right? And then I'll put on here, we'll provide them. Okay. And then, let's see. Oh. So instead of us listing your actual physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that is actually linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. And this would actually allow you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Would you be interested in the tracking number, or do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there?
Maybe the tracking number would probably be better.
Okay. All right. And then it doesn't cost you anything. If at any time you want to change it back to your own phone number, that's fine. We can do that. It's not a problem. Okay. So let me do this. All right. And then, let me see, I'm putting yes here. Oh, and then what are your forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, Cash App?
Cash, check, Zelle, PayPal, and, PayPal, Zelle. I feel like you said one other that I...
Cash App, Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
Venmo.
Okay.
All right, so let me just put that under the payments. Okay, so there's just two things I need to go over with you. If you take a look at your text messages or emails, I know you got several of them. There's two specific ones I need you to find. There's one that says action, photos needed, and then there's one that says initial invoice. So whichever one you find first, and then we'll go over that one.
Okay, action, photos needed.
Needed,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So what Google's doing now is we are cracking down, Google is cracking down on the businesses that aren't legitimate, that take away business from businesses like yourself, right? So what they're doing now is they're requiring pictures of these certain items. The items that you don't have, like the business license and insurance, don't worry about that, okay?
Okay. I have everything.
Now, perfect. So whatever you can send us, send it to us. If you have a business registration, send us a photo of that. You can upload it on the link that they provide you. Send us a picture of any equipment that you use. I mean, I don't know. Send us a picture of your workspace where you store some of your stuff, I guess. If you have a business card.
I have a lot of fabric and samples.
Oh, perfect. Then send us pictures of that, you know. Send us a picture of your vehicle with your license plate showing. Mm-hmm. If it even has, like, your business logo on there, great, you know. So items that you can. Yeah, I mean, you can just send them that. It's not a big deal. But the items that you can, send it to us, because this will also help us get you verified faster. Okay?
Okay.
Now.
For workplace, do you want me to send a picture of my house or, like, my desk in my house?
You can send us a picture of your desk in the house. Yeah, and you can say, this is my office. You know?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, and even if, like, if you store materials in there, send us the photo that shows that, right? That's perfect. Now, the next thing that I want you to find is the one that says initial invoice. It would have either came before or after the welcome one.
Okay, yep, see it.
Okay.
Opened it.
So you open it up and it goes on to say, Dear Megan K, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please keep in mind that this is a reoccurring charge. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that. Okay.
Okay.
Now it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is everything that we're doing under the services. I'm going to walk you through it so that way you understand. So under your services, you're going to have the Google Business Profile Access, Google Business Profile Optimization. Also, let me go back. My computer is like slower than molasses today. What's going on here? I'm going and then it stops. So then you're getting the directory submission, okay? So the website that you're getting is going to be very similar to this customized website because it has the automatic SEO settings, okay? But it's not the My Site actually. It's part of the My Site, so it's still going to be a nice-looking website, okay, that we'll customize for you.
Okay.
Now, Facebook business page access you're going to have, as well as the Facebook ads that will be running for you. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are products that we do also assist with. Google Guaranteed isn't available for your industry yet, but that's more of a pay-per-lead program that Google offers. Google Ads, I will say right now, I feel that this is a better package that you have, the one that I selected for you. The Google Ads is way more expensive, and honestly, you're not going to have as good as a conversion rate.
No.
You're fine with the one. I believe this is the best one for you, okay? And it's not as expensive, all right? Now, the Google Workspace, that is like if you want an actual work email, okay, that would say like Megan at Oak and Ivy, you know, blah, 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 dot com. You don't, that's an additional cost. They'll offer it to you during your client interview. You can decline it. You don't have to do it, okay?
Okay.
Advanced reporting system. You have the live client support team showing our hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Please keep in mind Christmas Day and New Year's Day, we are observing the holidays, okay?
Okay.
We communicate through text message. Delivery dates we went over earlier. And then also your, so it shows today you paid $348. $99 was the setup fee, $149 plus the $100. What we do is we break it down for you. We're going to allocate $100 to your Facebook ads that we're managing so you won't incur additional click fees. Okay? And then you know monthly thereafter it shows you $149 plus $100 is $249. It'll never change. Seasonal holds, cancellations, it states call 3 business days before. Mobile phone, it shows your phone number listed there. You're going to click on the two boxes. The first box says that you agree to receive SMS messages sent to your phone.
Yes.
Okay. The next box, you are going to click in there because you're certifying that it's your name. You're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. The information is true and correct. And then at the bottom where it says sign, you're just going to type your name, Megan, without no period after the K, just Megan K or... And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, you should see it appearing to take you to a page that's asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know once you see that. Okay?
One thing I want to ask you is, hold on. It's up here on website support. Hosting and maintenance. So it says if a client requires more than 30 minutes of support a month, additional website project management is provided.
That doesn't, that does not apply to you because this is more for the My Sites, the customized website. That won't apply to you. If it has the ampersand, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you have, but those are products. So the custom website, that's if you had what we call a custom My Site. So they don't have that available for your category. So what you're getting is our other type of website. So yeah, you're not going to have any additional fees or anything. No hosting fees, nothing. That's why if you look at your receipt and the breakdown, it'll show what you're paying for. So that's not even in there. Good question though. Good question. Always ask. If you're ever unsure, please always ask.
Okay.
Like my mom used to, well, my grandma used to say it, and then my mom started saying it. Closed mouth doesn't get fit, you know?
Okay, wait. Yeah. I just put in Megan Orr, but maybe I need to put in Megan K Orr.
Yes, you need to put Megan space K space and then Orr. Don't put a period after the K because it's like super case sensitive.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So now I'm on the username and password.
Beautiful. This is where you go in and track your results with us. So right now we don't have the username or password yet because remember after your client interview within 5 to 7 days, the technician's going to create it. So you will receive another email from us that'll have this link, a username and a password, and you're actually able to update it to a password of your choice. Okay. So I just wanted you to see what this part looked like. So that way, you know, oh, okay, this is where I would go in to view my reports. Okay.
Okay.
But I would like to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our local Splash family, Megan. I am so super excited for you. Now on Wednesday, you are very welcome, very welcome. On Wednesday, if I'm not already on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician, okay?
Okay.
If for some reason I'm not available, which I try to make myself available if I can, only because I like doing the introduction. I enjoy doing that and introducing you to your technician. Just because we have a rapport, right? But if for some reason I'm not available, then the technician will call you directly. But remember, we'll also send you that reminder an hour before just in case if it slips your mind. Okay?
Okay. Okay, perfect.
All right. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I don't.
Well, I hope that you have safe travels, traveling mercies I pray for.
Thank you.
Okay. And we will, really you are
about this. Thank you
very
so much.
Welcome. Very welcome. And then we'll talk to you on Wednesday morning. Okay. 10, between 10 and 11 your time. All right.
Okay.
All right. You have a beautiful rest of the day. Thank you, Megan.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.